For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ha! I take my shirt off. Work all day, hustle and pray. Got nowhere to go, got to catch my sugar. My plantation, my plantation, my plantation. Ah, plantain, 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 plantain.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Shirtless Plantain Show. It is the weekend review, and there was a whole lot of football happening. Before we get to that, I'll talk to my fellas. Dean, Coach, how y'all doing today?
Man, it's Sunday. I need to get back to my family. You guys are just taking a piss, so yes, let's hurry up. No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
Which family? My cat, okay? My cat is waiting right over there.
Yeah, I'm laughing, but I'm not. I'm very serious about this shit. It's a lot of football. Let's get to it. Let's fucking get to it.
All right, do some quick high level. Boca Juniors and River ended 3-2. Those games are just violence all the time. Cavani's still scoring, by the way. At his big age, he's still scoring goals. So fair play to Cavani. The Women's Champions League, Chelsea beat Barcelona. It's like Barcelona's first ever home loss, like 5 years. And it's crazy because I didn't know Barcelona women could lose. I literally did not know that was happening.
And especially not to fucking Chelsea. Ugh.
Yeah, yeah. And the funny thing is Lyon beat Paris Saint-Germain 3-2, and they scored all their goals in 6 minutes, starting the 80th minute.
That's a real Uno right there, man.
Yeah, they were like, you know what? We're going to turn up real quick. And Celtic won over the weekend. The reason I brought that up is because Joe Hart is still playing football. Yes, English Joe Hart is still playing football. He missed his penalty, but he saved his penalty. He scored it. He scored a penalty, right? No, he missed. So he went up to take a penalty, then he missed it. Then he went back in the goal and then saved the penalty. So
good for Joe Hart.
His team did win. Yeah.
He got
the winning. Yeah. So
maybe he can go to the Euros.
Do you know, just on that quickly, I think that's the one place England are majorly fucked. Like, there isn't really a good option there, really. I think Pope is out, but still out for a while, isn't he, right? Yeah. Ramsdale has played as much as I have this year. And Pickford...
He can't box with God.
Literally, and Pickford. I don't know what else to say.
They got James Trafford and Dean Henderson if they want to go that route.
Okay. So that Burnley fella, right? He's the England U21 goalkeeper. He's one of the worst young keepers around, I'll be honest with you. Sorry to say, but he's just not it. So England are royally fucked. They sacrificed having a good midfield to not have a good goalkeeper, which is weird. England's national team normally has a reasonably serviceable goalkeeper. They don't have one anymore.
Hey, listen, man.
I wish you niggas nothing but the worst.
Speaking of England, let's go to La Liga. We'll start from La Liga today because it just happened. Jude Bellingham, the boy wonder, scored another winner against Barcelona again.
Yeah.
I'm just so impressed with him week in and week out. Like, this kid literally just fresh into Spain and act like he's the man. Like, and I really love that. Like, that's so impressive. And he scored the winner, end up 3-2. And Lamine Yamal got man of the match. He played very well today. Yeah. So, fellas, what's your thoughts on this game?
Okay, cool. So first of all, I'm very much of the opinion that once you get to a certain age, you shouldn't be allowed to play against players of a certain age. Modric playing against Yamal just feels really dirty and sinister. There's something wrong about it because he's old enough to be his dad. It just feels wrong. And I saw Yamal go up against him in a 1v1 quite a few times and it just felt wrong. So there's that. But Clasicos, to me, have really, I know we said it before, but they just really lost their edge. Do you know what I mean? Like, I knew it was on today, but they were trying to bill it as in, oh yeah, like, you know, potential title implications. Real Madrid were 8 points ahead of them at the beginning of play. So I don't understand. Like, I really don't understand. They were trying to bill it as something that it wasn't. Like, Real Madrid are definitely a better side than Barcelona. There's no real comparison there at all for me right now. But yeah, good game overall. And we saw something, Dean, I think was funny. We saw Toni Kroos dropping into a fullback position quite often.
That's on right, Spencer.
I know. Literally, it's. Do you know what I love? Coaches are just so shameless. Coaches will see shit and say, "Nah, yeah, we're going to do this shit as well."
Like, a little bit of that.
Coaches do it, and you know, seeing them drop into the forward positions and getting the ball up the field from there, like, it lets me know that, you know, we're on the right path when all the other top teams are doing the same shit. You know. So,
also, Joshua Kimmich is coming for your job.
Yeah, there was that report during the week that Real Madrid in their preparations for City studied Arsenal. I don't think they executed as well as Arsenal did away at City.
Well, but... because Lunin literally had to make 50,000 saves. So.
Right. And yeah, he was sort of one of the protagonists today in El Clasico because his error essentially opened the scoring in the game. He flapped it across. Christensen nodded it in. And Christensen was looking like the MVP of the first half because he also had this crazy tackle right at the end when Rodrigo was about to ice the game for Real Madrid. But before that, we had Yamal killing. Well, what did he do exactly? Did he get tripped up? What happened with Yamal?
He played football.
Yes, Kamavinga had to chase him back.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was like. Was that a penalty or not? I couldn't even remember, but it was right on the edge of the box. And he gave Kamavinga a lot of trouble, but I was still impressed with Kamavinga because I figured on a yellow card, marking a player that was playing that well, I thought he did well. He suffered, but he did well, you know, considering.
Yeah.
And I think it was kind of noticeable. I don't know if anyone else felt this way. The sort of like the physical disparity between the teams. Like Real Madrid were just bigger and faster. Like Barcelona are not really on their physical level. So by default, it's kind of clear who's going to be winning this game for a while longer, I feel like.
Yeah. And there was a couple times where Vinny just broke through and he should have finished a couple of chances. But just seeing Vinny just run past everyone was like, damn. This nigga got girth and tonnage. Pause. It's like, damn, they really are just...
Hey, yo.
I'll just see if you guys are awake.
Yo, man, I was just at church. I don't want to hear that shit, boy. What's wrong with you?
He wasn't at church, guys. He wasn't at church.
I just want to see if they're awake, and they clearly are awake. Thank God.
Mentally, I was at church.
Okay. No, but I mean, you know, it's... one of those things where I didn't think the game wasn't like ever not going to go to Real Madrid, even when Barcelona were up. I mean, when they went up 2-1, I was like, okay, so Madrid going to end up scoring more goals, right? That's what's going to happen. First of all, Vasquez's goal was insane. Like, the finish for him to do that was nuts.
I mean, he's in a contract here, baby.
Yeah.
You know, he's in a contract. He's trying to get that money. He gave Cancelo the business.
I was going to say,
can we talk about... Cancelo's just a stripper, though. He's just a whore. Like, I'm sorry. He frustrates the shit out of me because I watch him on the ball and I think, wow, there isn't many more pleasant footballers on the ball than you are. And in a moment he has to defend, I physically want to throw up because he does
everything wrong.
He's a soft Zinchenko, bro.
No, seriously, he does.
Actually, Zinchenko is better than him defensively. Actually.
Oh, yeah. And that's saying something.
Can I say something for real, quickly? The reason why I knew Cancelo was never going to do well is he wore number 7 as a right back. And that's where I know you're never going to succeed in life.
He's just not serious. And what makes it worse is that it's all basic things that he does to a very, very bad level as a fullback. His body shape whenever he's defending is always off. Always. Like, even the way when he's trying to track his man as well, he's never, ever, like, proactive with it. He's always reacting to shit. He's a terrible fullback defensively, man. He pisses me off, man.
Do you know who is good defensively? That reminds me of Aaron Wan-Bissaka, and I said it last week. Furlan Mendy. He's scared to go forward sometimes, but that boy is very good 1v1 defending. Yeah,
I think he accepts that his technique probably is quite janky. So he knows his lane, you know, that he's the, you know, he knows if he was like to be a running back, he'd give you 3 yards, and he knows he's going to give you 3 yards every single time and never ever try to do more than that.
It would not last very long in the NFL. I'll tell you that. Them
knees of his?
he's to Real Madrid. I think we need to respect this man a little bit more.
Yeah, no, of course. But if we're talking about what they're used to, like the technical players that they're used to, especially in defense as well, that Fernand Mendy doesn't compare, man.
Yeah.
Yo, did you guys know there was no goal line technology in La Liga?
Yeah, because Tebas is selfish. Yeah. Like, it's not like the league is broke. This Tebas is just an ass. That's really all it is.
Now, full disclosure, I don't think that ball went in, though. I mean, based on what we saw, I know there was no conclusive angle, but I don't think it went in.
We're gonna speak about another game where it was clear that it went in, right? And it's so hilarious what happened in that game. But yeah, goal line technology in Spain is just it's a funny thing. Every league has their quirks, kind of thing. Like, the Premier League doesn't respect their teams that are in Europe. They don't give them, like, schedule their games properly. La Liga does, but they don't have goal line technology. France is... Yeah,
but they have racism.
Yeah, well, they have racism. Yeah, there's that. But, you know, in France, you know, they're sponsored by, Uber Eats.
But next is going to be McDonald's.
You know what I mean? It's just, look, nobody's perfect. Everyone's trying their best, basically, is what I'm saying.
They're not trying their best, bro. Stop that.
They're not even trying.
At all. Barely.
But yeah, once again, Jude scored. And like I said, there's a reason why that kid's going to become the Ballon d'Or.
Boy, The celebration was incredible.
Was it the dance with Vasco? No,
he was grabbing air balls, pools.
Yeah, like, he was doing cojones. Yeah, he was. I was like, you know what? He got it. Jude, Yamal, and Wembanyama all creating the same lab. They were all creating light skin.
They're all plants. They're all plants.
Honestly. Endrick too. Endrick was created there too.
Endrick is the biggest plant. He was all talking about Sir Bobby Charlton. He wasn't even alive when Sir Bobby Charlton passed away, bro. Like, he's that new to it. Like, I can't even believe the cheek of him to mention his name, honestly. Like, that's something I've
Coach, I said this before. Man. Do you know when I knew Endrick was the biggest plant in the world? He's 17, right?
Yeah.
He speaks 4 languages fluently. He speaks...
Oh. I barely speak one properly, guys.
He speaks English, he speaks Spanish, and he speaks Portuguese. I think he's learning like French or something like that right now. How are you 17 doing this? Like, you truly are the industry.
You know why he's learning French, right? So he can do his acceptance speech for his Ballon d'Or next year in French. That's why.
No, I'm heard he's doing that so he can tell Mbappe to pick up cones.
Oh my god. not to fuck the vibes up, but Frankie the Young, man. He got into that duel with Valverde, and that Uruguayan kicked his foot back to Amsterdam, man. Like, that did not look good, man. That didn't look good at all. He was like, oh my God, on the floor. I was like, oh man, when niggas call to God and start crying, it's a bad one. Like,
I thought he's
had ankle injuries before.
He has. I thought he could play again, but then like I really saw him look at his face. It's like Joel Embiid yesterday. Like, I was shocked Embiid came out. I thought Embiid died. But, like, I was like, yo, Frankie, you good? And when I saw the stretcher come, I was like, yeah, no, Frankie's not good.
He's not good.
I don't think you're Edry,
so that was nice.
Yeah. Well, let's move on to another La Liga team. Athletic Club and Granada, 1-1. They dominated at home. Iñaki Williams got an own goal. They tried, but end up 1-1 against Granada. So, you know, it's what happens when you have half of a Ghanaian on your team. So, yeah.
You can't win every day.
You know? No, you can't. You can't. You know what's funny? They still employ Under Herrera.
Didn't he go back for like a vet's minimum or something stupid like that? He just went back to see out his career. That's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, they've had a great season. I mean, they won their first trophy in 40 years. I don't care what the fuck they do for the rest of the season.
They're
just on vibes right now. They're on vibes on vibes.
Yeah.
Speaking of vibes, Valencia lost to Betis 2-1. I guess who was the man? I guess who was doing this thing again?
Isco Disco.
Same guy.
Isco Disco.
Isco Disco.
The vibes. Mr. Malaga himself. What a team that Malaga team was. What a great time that was.
For real, man.
Ayoze Perez, a name we haven't heard in a while, had a brace. Ayoze Perez reminds me of Dennis Undaf. I don't know why. Just two names that just.
Okay, so. I know he played for a Premier League team, and I'm not going to say Liverpool, but in my head, I feel like it was Liverpool, but it was Newcastle, wasn't it?
Leicester, and it was Newcastle.
That's the one. I knew it. I knew it, yeah.
And you know why I know that? Because he loved to bang against Man United. Well, who doesn't? Who doesn't? I'm pretty sure I can score against Man United.
Go terrible. Have your psychosis elsewhere. Come on, nigga. You still got to talk about Man United in a little bit. Don't break down yet. Just wait.
Oh, no. Don't you worry. I'm waiting.
I'll tell you what, dude. Like, Jose Perez is the winner, right? I love how switched on he was. Everybody kind of stopped, and he just carried on, like, running and making an angle for himself. And those are the small differences that can win you games. Like, they're really impressive, man.
He's 30. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's wild. Girona beat Cadiz 4-1.
Yeah.
Dorfbeck is going to be the top goal scorer. Him and Judah battling out. He's got 18.
I think there's one goal between them now, isn't it?
Yeah. Just one.
Boy.
And they're really going to make a Champions League spot. That's.
Yeah. Honestly, Dorfbeck actually looks like, you know, people talk about strikers that might move this summer.
Yeah.
People don't really talk about him. They should.
Yeah.
Like, well, I've seen him for every kind of goal.
Does move, I could definitely see him going to Italy for sure.
That kind of be a lateral, maybe backwards move, even.
Yeah, it's like, where in Italy would he go?
I don't know. Boy, Milan can't keep Giroud forever.
Ooh, I like that. Milan needs a striker. You know what
I mean? Like, I was thinking about, and they're probably, if Leao moves on, like, they're probably going to need to find a way to get goals because, again, his profile is so different that they're probably going to have to find an actual striker. So I could see that move definitely materializing. I don't see Jovic holding it down, so yeah, I like that move. And I don't want to say, oh yeah, he's gonna come to the Prem, because anybody can come to the Prem. Do you know what I mean? They've got the money for it. But if he does come to the Prem, where does he go? A potential exact replacement,
but they can't afford him. So okay.
I don't think Everton can afford anything right now, bro.
Yeah, not really. Not even toilet paper.
No, they're quite shitty. Getafe Real Sociedad was 1-1. Sociedad, obviously.
Yeah. So that game, Tosin, yeah. When we talk about goal line technology, yeah.
Go ahead.
So Sociedad obviously went ahead. Great goal, by the way. A goal that really, Dino loved their goal, but a goal that summed up all the good things about Sociedad, right? Fantastic, quick moving, finding man in space, great finish, right? So anyway, they're under a bit of pressure, and Getafe create two chances in quick succession, right? Goalkeeper saves the first one. Like, imagine a Gordon Banks save in the World Cup, essentially that save, right? And the second one, it crosses the line, but he saves it like how David Seaman saved it against Sheffield United, but except he's behind the goal. He's behind the goal line, and so is the ball. Right. And it goes in clearly. They play on. 20 seconds later, cross comes in again, and then they score. Had Getafe lost that game 1-0, I'm sure there would have been riots, because it was so clearly went over the...
They would have just written a tweet like, Nandem Forest, ain't no fucking riots, you know.
No, honestly, if you guys can check it out, please go check it out. Like, it is...
egregious.
It was so obvious. I was watching it thinking, how has that happened? How have they allowed that to happen, man? Seriously. So yeah.
Tebas, baby. Tebas, yeah, don't give a damn.
We saw fucking Kieran Tierney playing center back in the same game. So weird shit happens in La Liga, man. Weird shit happens in that league.
And you know what else happened in La Liga that's weird? Atletico Madrid lost to Alaves 2-0. So
I personally love
it. Is it weird though? Is it?
No.
They lose away a lot this year. So
yeah.
It's just what they do these days. But yeah, your boy, Diego Simeone, his kid plays for Alaves. I didn't know he had more than one son. I didn't think he was able to split his own testosterone. Like, this is the man of men. He's supposed to give it to one son. Just one. Really? But he deluded it.
Listen, a man that was Diego Maradona's bodyguard, it's not someone you're gonna mess with. No. That guy's that shit. So, you know. Yes, three sons, actually.
He does. Can I ask a question, guys? Where do you think, because he's not going to be at Atleti forever, where do you think he ends up at for his next gig?
Probably Inter. Inter or Lazio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does do a former club, and after that he would probably he might do Argentina, and if he doesn't do Argentina, he'll like do like racing club or some shit down there.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And if not, he'll be a prison warden.
That's always an option. Yeah. Once all the hero goes, finally, and he can't lie to us anymore. Prison. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy's balding like shit, but that's what he gets, what he did to David Beckham. Let's look at the La Liga standings. Madrid are first with 81 points. Barcelona second with 70 points. Girona are in third with 68. Atletico Madrid are in fourth with 61. Athletic Club are in fifth with 68. And Real Sociedad rounds it out with 51. So, yeah, I mean, it's getting squeaky over there in Roma in the bottom three.
It's over, right? Well, we called it over months ago, but
yeah.
Real Madrid need like maybe like two or three more wins, and it's over.
It's a wrap. Yeah. Right. Yeah, it was never even if they lost today, it wasn't going to change anything. I don't think
No, not at all. Let's look at Ligue 1. Nice beat Lorient 3-0. Lorient has been on a slide, but the reason I brought up Nice, because the game started really after 67 minutes. Nice got a lot of different talents that I'm like intrigued where they go, and I want to ask you guys. What do you guys think, you know, Kefren Turan, Todibo, Mohamed Ali Cho, Muffy, and Jeremy Mogo, what do you think they all end up this summer?
Well, Mogo definitely doesn't end up back at Chelsea. So, yeah.
I can't call him, man. I feel like a lot of Ligue 1 guys start in Germany. They'll, like, head to Germany for a bit. Then maybe the Prem guys will buy them. But I think Turan, he's been linked to your club, right? But I don't think he's ready for United.
No.
So Debo is probably more in, I'd say.
Yeah. I do like Mohamed Ali Cho, though, but I don't know if he's ready for that move yet. But he's a good player. Still a kid, like 20 years old. So, you know, he's got a cool name, too. So, you know, good for him. Nantes lost 3-0 to Rennes. This game was just, again, after 67 minutes, they decided, you know what, we turn it up. There's a kid on there, Desiree Doué. He's 18. His brother plays right back. But that kid himself is, listen, special. Yeah, that young man is...
They don't stop, man. They just keep producing these creative talents. He's probably a 10, but it looks like they have him out on the wing right now. You know, so,
Yeah. They make him play like center mid. They make him play like center mid 10, sometimes on the wing, but the kid is special, man. Like, he's truly, like, I watch him and I'm just like, yo, you guys just create a light-skinned Camavinga? What the hell did you guys just do? So, hey, good for them.
High praise. That's very high praise.
I like the kid a lot. I like him a lot. And I'm going to make me sick when he goes to Real Madrid because all they're doing over there is just getting all different shades of nigga. Like, that's all Real Madrid doing. Dark skin, light skin, white skin. If you black, we're going to get you. So, hey, good for him. Leo and Strasbourg. Leo scored a winner from Jonathan David, capitalizing the mistake. I still don't think that's a real person. But I
personally love when he scores, right? I always think the moment I see that he scored, right, I think of Dean straight away because he's shitting him for so long. But as a striker, all you can do is score goals. And I love that personally.
Let me say, as Jonathan David, all you can do is play at Lille because ain't nobody fucking buying you, nigga. I don't care how many tweets Romano does. Fabrizio cannot change your life, nigga. Ain't nobody want to buy you, nigga. You're a Canadian striker. Ain't nobody trust that shit. Fuck out of here, bro.
Do you know, let's actually just quickly segue there to Fabrizio Romano. So there's been talks about him, obviously, and we've seen evidence on that he's been paid by certain clubs and agents to promote their players and shit like that, right? Like, do you think at some point people just get fed up with him and I suppose, goes into some sort of irrelevance when it comes to transfers? Because he's talking about, because he's now reporting, he never used to report in the middle of the season about team results or shit like that. He's literally tweeting every fucking day about random shit that's happening when it's like, we only came to you for transfers and that's it. So what's the next stage for him now? Like,
you know, you just said basically, Coach Jokers basically said,
go on.
You said, shut your whole ass up, make transfers, nigga.
No, honestly, for real, like, and even then, I feel like he's even spoiled it a little bit as well because it's too much.
Yeah. But
you can't tweet during the season, bro. You need to pack that shit up. We don't need to see you during the season at all.
He's an influencer. I think, you know, like a lot of, in this attention economy we live in, it's all about content. And that's content for him, even though it's not what we went to him for originally. And people expressing some sort of dismay with him being influenced by other people's money. Like, y'all thought he was doing this for free the whole time or something? Like, I don't get it. Like, I think it's always been obvious. Like, it's clear to me that Chelsea definitely pays him. Like, the way he's slant. Like, and even before that, I just always figured that somebody was paying him. Like, I mean, you don't do that shit for free, you know? So, I don't really see what the issue is. I personally am not really a fan of his presence in the game, but somebody got to do the transfers, you know, and he has his niche, you know. So we'll see. I guess during the window, he'll always be loud then, but he's just one of the rest of them.
During the Euros, it's going to be unbearable. Oh, my gosh.
Do you know what it is for me at the end of the day? Rent is due, and you got to do what you got to do to pay your rent. So, hey, yeah, here we go.
So that pussy boy. Yeah. That's no Diddy.
You're going to a place that's very hot. And it's not Monaco, who won 2-0 against Brest. Dennis Zakaria scored a beauty. I think y'all would like that goal. Like almost edge of the box. Kissed it in the net. It was really nice. I liked it. It was very good. And Minamino ended up scoring a second goal and deflated Brest. So, you know, unfortunate for them. Toulouse, Marseille 2-2. Got to equalize in a death in both halves. They were like, you know what? We're going to give y'all chaos. Aubameyang played well, apparently, according to sources.
I'll be honest with you. I couldn't give a rat. Couldn't give a rat's ass, man.
Right. Well, he did play well. It was nice to see. I hold no grudge anymore because, I mean, come on, man. He plays for Marseille. I don't got beef with Marseille. Yeah. But the equalizer... What did their ultras try to like rob you or something? Like, what happened?
No, they just I just hate Aubameyang. That's what it is. So.
You know what? I see you wearing your Paris Saint Germain hoodie. So I guess that's what the issue is. You know, you back in a beef that's not your own, bro. You need to take that shit off. I've been telling you for years. But the equalizer for 2-2, a bicycle kick in the 6th minute of injury time. Like, you don't see that every day. It was pretty nice. I tell you who did it, but his name long as hell, man. And I'm out on the draw, so let's just move on, bro.
I'm going to find a name for you right now because...
It's Mumbango, guys.
That's a name that sounds like you scored a bicycle kick. Well, say it again.
Mumbagno.
There you go.
He scored a banger indeed. PSG Lyon 4-1. The game was over in the first half. PSG didn't even decide to score any more goals. Like, whatever. Oh. I wouldn't help with you.
Honestly speaking, yeah, it frustrates me that the owners were so short-sighted and stupid because they could have built a team like this while Verratti still had legs and he was still in his prime years. But they decided to sign a bunch of guys that just didn't work. They weren't workmen. Like, they could have had a team with Mbappe in it and some other really good like forward players and built a team full of essentially just hatchet men to work for Mbappe and whoever else. And it's only now that they've essentially wasted the final years of Neymar and Messi, and then the year that Mbappe's leaving, that they finally cracked the code. It makes no sense to me at all. And even if you look at who they rotated this season, say for this game kind of thing, compared to what they played in the week, the tools are there. The tools and the know-how have been there. Like, and it's so frustrating, man. Like, Mbappe didn't play. Dembele didn't play. What do you call it? Obviously, Vitinha played, but
he played very well, by the way.
He played very well, actually, to be fair. But Fabian Ruiz didn't play, obviously, as well. Like, Lee came off the bench. All these players, basically, all profile wise, should I say, they all work incredibly well to get the best out of the best player in the world. And it just frustrates me so much that now that he's going, you realized, oh, I can actually build a really good team if I don't try to sign every single washed superstar. Like,
you know what it is with PSG? Like, you're in Paris. You could literally build a whole Parisian team and beat everybody's ass.
Yeah.
Just literally it. Like, they got a kid, Sandy Mayulu, who's like 17, just came off the bench today. Really good player. Another one. Zaya Emery, another local kid. Bradley Bacola played very well against his old team. So, they're finally making sense of, you know, getting local talent, but hey. Yeah.
I just feel so bad for Coach. Like, you really love PSG. I could tell during that. Like, that shit was breaking your heart, bro. Like,
No, even.
I'm questioning you, bro. I'm questioning you. I'm noticing.
He sounded like, what's it called? He sounded like Rick Ross on Dead Idols. Damn, I really thought you owned them cars.
not for real, though, man. Like, Luis Enrique is gonna have to start not a mini rebuild but some sort of rebuild, because how do you replace Mbappe? genuinely. Like, he's going to need to buy two more forwards.
Basically. A committee, man, with a bunch of motherfuckers that run hard and do what you tell them to do.
Okay, so who is the Mbappe replacement? Is it Liao?
You don't replace him with one guy.
Exactly. You replace him with guys.
Yeah. Pause. So it's gonna be someone of that nature. So Liao, who else?
Rashford is probably gonna go.
I don't think Rashford's leaving.
I wish he would.
I wish he would personally as well. I hate playing Rashford, but we'll
talk about that later.
Yeah, but who was going to be Liao? Fucking, I don't know. Maybe one.
They're not buying nobody. Okay, like y'all need to get over that shit. PSG ain't doing shit this summer. You heard it here first.
Yep. Now let's talk about league on standings. PSG obviously first with 66 points. Monaco is second with 55. Brest are third with 53. And they better be careful because Leo right behind them with 52 points and a game in hand. So if Leo win the game in hand, hey. Nice are in fifth with 47, and Lens rounds it out with in sixth with 46 points.
I really hope Leo don't put their hands on those breasts, man. I really hope they don't do that shit, man.
Wait, aren't Lyon playing PSG in this French Cup final? They aren't they?
Yes.
Wow, this is just hilarious, man. And
they might have already lost that game. Mm-hmm.
and Matt just scored an own goal as well, by the way.
Yeah.
Pathetic.
Let's move over to Serie A, on Serie A. Calgary Juventus. Dean, I know you watched this game in frustrations. You want to tell me what you felt?
It was a good game. Calgary raced to a 2-0 lead. They looked like they were in control. Then they just had to sit back for the whole second half for a Juve team that's not that good. And once Vlahovic scored that free kick, I don't know that it was the best of the weekend, but it has an argument. It was a great free kick. It felt inevitable that Juventus would get that second goal, and late in the game, they got it. I felt bad for Ranieri, but it's like, bro, you didn't have to play like that in the second half. That's a long time for a team, you know, just based on quality of player. You can't just sit back the whole game in, you know, because when they actually tried to play, I wouldn't say they dominated Juventus, but they scored two goals. They were creating things, you know, they were creating risk, and they just stopped doing that, and they drew the game. So Allegri, man.
Fellas, I have a question for you. What do you guys think about Timothy Chalamet in midfield for Juventus?
Okay, so they all look alike. So which one are you talking about, bro?
Adrian Rabiot.
Okay, I thought you meant Weston McKennie.
I can't lie to you. I actually thought he meant Timothy Weah, but it is what it is. but yeah, look, man. For France, he does. There's some players that simply excel in international football. And they're serviceable at international club level, and I think Rabiot is one of those players. That's all I have to say on Rabiot, honestly. Rabiot never been impressive.
That's what he is. Rabiot and Guendouzi are like different versions of the same Pokemon to me. That's what they are. Like they're that kind of player.
Yeah, like they're not particularly bad at anything. They're just not particularly great at anything either. And they've got good engines. That's pretty much
All right, Kari Guabeg.
But yeah, Allegri is time to go. that's really all I gotta say. Allegri's time to go. Empoli 1, Napoli 0. I put this here because I know most didn't watch this game, but I want to personally say this. Empoli scored in the 4th minute, and there are 86 more minutes to go. Napoli did not score a single goal and lost to Empoli. Napoli are so bad that I have no words for how bad they are. It's just terrible. Everything about it, like Osimhen looks like bad. Kvicha looks bad. Just everything about it just looks like they're ready. 1-2-3 Cancun. It's just, it's tough.
This is their form. Looking at their form, right? It's been this way the entire season. They haven't really put together a decent run the entire season.
No.
It's been, they have one win in their last five. And I can go back to November and it looked pretty much the same, I'd say. just been a shit show of a season for them, man.
Aurelio De Laurentiis, he deserves this. Like, that just based on his behavior over the years and transfer negotiations, the way he's treated coaches, he deserves this if maybe the city doesn't or and the players don't, but he deserves this because he fucked this shit up all by himself. Like, nobody helped him. He did this by himself.
And what's it called? They want to leave. Their former coach did not want to leave.
Yeah.
Spalletti?
Spalletti did not want to leave.
Well, he left.
Lecce beat Sassuolo 3-0. Yeah, man, it's looking like Sassuolo about to get relegated, man. Mm-hmm. They're bad. They're generally like a really, really terrible football team. Like, I don't even know how else to like describe how bad they are, but they're really bad. And yeah,
Do you think De Zerbi goes back? No, I'm joking. Of course he doesn't. get the fuck out of there, man.
They do have some interesting players, though, man. Filippo Missori, he's their right back. Armand Lloriente, he's 25 now. So I feel like if he wants to make that jump to a much better team, better league, mm-hmm. I think this is around the time. But I don't know.
Yeah, he's a prospect. Don't talk about anybody else. They're getting relegated. They're Italian.
There's a player on Lecce that I do like that's Nigerian, Patrick Dogu. He scored over.
Man, you're like every Nigerian, man. You're just like a Nigerian sexual fam.
It's
No. This kid. Perverse.
It's perverse.
No.
One day you have to say something bad about a Nigerian. Try that.
This kid. I got a lot of time to say bad things about Nigerians, but this kid is he's a left back, 19. Nigerian and Danish. I don't know when we started going to Denmark, but then again, where aren't we?
There are Nigerians on Mars. Never, ever, ever be surprised where you find a Nigerian, guys, honestly.
It's probably Igbo man selling cars on Mars. So
yeah, honestly. Like, don't be surprised, man.
Monza and Atalanta. Charles Cattolare, he left Milan and started balling out of his skin. So good for him.
Still on loan. I don't think they can get away with keeping him.
Milan
had big plans for him when they got him. He just didn't perform in that season. And now that he's performing in the league, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know that he'll be the replacement. They need more than just him, definitely. But I don't know what role he's going to play if he goes back, to be honest. He should stay at Atalanta. If he can, he should. I think
he should stay. Daniel Mandili, Maldini scored as well. So,
Maldini?
Yeah, his son. Yeah.
Good stuff.
I don't think he's that good, but you know, he's a solid,
Is he like a left back too?
It's just pretty privileged, man.
no, he's not a left back actually. He's actually a midfielder, an attacking midfielder. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Claire, this explains everything about his career so far.
Yeah.
If he just followed his heritage and played defender.
Yeah.
He should somewhere by now, but Monza Lua.
you know it's a crazy thing. He should be like Pirlo's son and create his own fashion line. That's what he should do.
I always feel like if you're a child, right, and it's so rare, and I'm gonna call it now, but maybe one of Rooney's sons, Kai, probably is gonna be the one to break that mold. But generally, if you're the child of a legendary footballer, don't think about it. Just don't.
Do you know who I feel sorry for the most? Aguero's kid. His godfather. Yeah, Messi.
Godfather is a Messi. Granddad is Maradona. Yeah, you. Don't even think about it, man.
Seriously. Go be an architect.
Go be an accountant or some shit. Just do not bother, man. Don't disgrace the family lineage.
I just want to make the point that I did not join in this very hateful, whatever the fuck this was. If you young niggas with money want to follow your dreams, follow your dreams. If you want to be a striker,
don't follow your dreams, man.
Every child of a superstar footballer should just move like their Gaddafi son, you know, like that, you know, like a dictator's child. That's how you should be moving in life. Come on now. What's the point? Do what you want, nigga. Like, don't listen to coach.
Roma and Bologna play on Monday. Milan and Inter, the Milan derby on Monday. So, you know, if you need some...
That's weird.
Milan not really.
Derby on a Monday?
I've always remembered it being on a... Milan derbies are mostly on Sundays. When I was growing up.
Coach, is what you just said.
Yeah.
These leagues care about the teams that play in Europe. Milan played on Thursday. They're not going to let them play on Sunday. This is not the Premier League.
Yeah.
We don't make you play after 48 hours. What do you mean? We don't do that. We have rules and regulations
here. True, I suppose. But there is racism.
Of course. You give you rest and racism. R&R. Relax. Why not?
That might be the pod title still.
A little R&R. Why not? You know? Let's talk about the Serie A standings. Obviously, we said Inter Milan are playing on Monday. Right now, Inter are first with 83 points. They haven't wrapped this shit up yet. Milan are second with 69. Very nice points. Juventus are in third with 64. Bologna are in fourth with 59. Roma are in fifth with 55, and Atalanta rounded up in sixth with 54. Quickly, before we move on, I am very much proud of Daniel De Rossi, what he's done. The fact that he's taken him to the semifinal. So
why are you proud of this nigga? Do you know him?
No, it's just nice because guess what?
He made you don't Mourinho know that cracker. Normal. You're not. Why the fuck are you proud of him?
No, I'm with Tosin on this. Anything that makes Mourinho look like the piece of shit that he really is, I'm always for it. I'm always for it.
People need to. Proud,
people need to. Need, pardon, sorry.
Are you proud of it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because fuck Mourinho, bro. In fact, yeah. No.
Well, young people can't follow Mourinho, their dreams, bro. But you niggas are proud of an old nigga you don't know.
Now, yes.
That's me, both of you. Kick me off the pod, please. Kick me off. I'm done.
Let's go over to the Bundesliga. Frankfurt, Augsburg. The reason I brought this game on because it's an all African affair. The people who scored for Frankfurt. We had Fares Chaibi, who is Algerian. Mm-hmm. We had Omar Mamouche, who Mido is trying to like basically sell to Tottenham. Mm-hmm. Mido's like, please sign my boy. He wants to come to England really bad. So whatever. And Hugo Ekitie scored, who basically Mbappe banished to the shadow realm for club and country. So, Mbappe again moving like Gaddafi's son. Heidenheim and Leipzig. I brought this game up because the two main strikers did their thing.
Yeah.
Sesko and Openda.
Yeah.
I'm very interested to see where those two go this summer because
one of them, they won't keep. I don't think they'll keep hold of both of them, to be honest. It's just going to mess up their balance a lot though because Xavi Simmons is 100% going back to PSG as well. They won't sell both of them, but one of them is definitely going for sure.
You know, I think they'll probably like loan like Paul Wanner from Bayern. I've heard good things about that kid.
Yeah. He's solid. Yeah. But also credit to Mohamed Simakan. He basically ran the whole entire field and said, you know what, Benda? Bah, mm-hmm. Take it and finish. That's how they won the game. So good for Simakan. I just don't trust the Leipzig like pipeline. I feel like
defenders.
I don't know. Huh?
For defenders, no.
Just in general. I just don't trust it. Because, Konate looks really good, but Konate can't stay fit. What's his name from Liverpool? The guy who's a model, basically. What's his name? Yeah. Don't trust him. Sorry.
Nah, he's, honestly speaking, no hater shit. And sorry to Liverpool fans, but Liverpool will not prosper if they want to make him one of the main men in their midfield. He's the most passive guy ever. he doesn't take charge of anything. He waits for other people to take charge.
Are you saying the Hungarian isn't hungry enough?
Basically. that's what I'm saying, man. I'm basically saying that he sucks, man. I'm sorry.
But yeah, now that you mention it, I spent that time thinking of people who have left the Leipzig system and gone to other clubs. And it's like, I'm thinking like Naby Keita, that didn't really work out at Liverpool. Can we give them Haaland? No, not really. Maybe.
No.
Well, that was Salzburg.
He's a Salzburg, but you know.
I'll say this much about Haaland. He's an industry plant as well. So.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure.
He was born off the hate that Roy Keane left in his dad's leg. That's where he came.
I think generally his dad, you know, how the conspiracy theorists say humiliation ritual. I think his dad did that for his son to have the career that he never was going to have, basically. So, yeah.
Hey, man, we all do what we can for our kids.
Some of us can't. Some of us don't.
I don't do shit for Terry Murphy, I'll tell you that much.
Maybe that's why he's not scoring.
You know, you should talk to his mother.
Hoffenheim, Mönchengladbach. If I could define this game for you in one word, it's chaos. Actually, no. I'm going to give you another word. Bundesliga. This is the most Bundesliga-ass game you'll ever see in your life. The most ever. Like, I'm looking at it just now. It's like, yo, what the hell did we just see? Robin Hack scored a hat trick.
Yeah.
Right? So, I'm telling you this. So, Wout Weghorst opens up the scoring. That's how I know this is a Bundesliga-ass game. Wout Weghorst does not score goals. Only in the Bundesliga he scores goals. So, by the 66th minute, you know, it was, 3-1? Mm-hmm. Robin Hack decided, you know what, I'm scoring the 78th and the 89th minute. It's 3-3. And then Anton Stock decides in the 91st minute, no, I'm going to win this game. And that is the most Bundesliga shit ever. So, you know, yeah, that's why I brought that game up, because that's the most Bundesliga advertisement you ever see.
I mean, the most interesting thing outside of this game, the fact that Julian Weigl played, and he was supposed to be the next up, basically. He became prominent around the time Xabi Alonso was, I think, was winding down his career in the Bundesliga.
Did you just say Julian Weigl?
Yes, bro. And we thought he would be the successor, if you like. And it never quite panned out, man. He ended up
being, when did you know it wasn't going to work out for him?
Probably when... just going to sound really, really harsh, but probably when he ended up at Benfica.
Ding, 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 ding. That is not harsh. That is a fact.
It was just like...
I was so confused. Man. I was like, I guess nobody erased this nigga, huh? Because I thought he was somebody for a little... He was at Dortmund, right?
Yeah, he was at Dortmund. And I remember one weekend, and I think maybe Xhaka has the record for it now. I remember one weekend, he completed like 100, or he attempted 150 passes or something like that for Dortmund. And you just think, wow, that's alarm bells for the top teams in Europe to have a number six that can essentially, you know, send a ball forward God knows how many times a game, and it just never materialized at all. I specifically remember thinking, you know what, maybe we could do something with Julian Weigl, you know. Arteta was retiring, you know, thinking, yeah, you know, a good partner for Ramsey, a good foil for Ramsey and shit, and it just, yeah. Never happened for him.
I think the issue was that people realized that he wasn't a single pivot player.
Yeah.
And they just kind of gave up. And that was what was in demand when he made that move. And he was tired of being where he was. Then he made the wrong move. I think he still could have gone somewhere if he made a different move. You know, you know, it's a Portuguese league, bro. Respectfully.
You leave there.
That's Susanna.
You leave there. You don't go there. Bayern Munich beat Union Berlin's ass. Like, they the ones who won the Bundesliga. Oof. That was not nice. Thomas Müller, I'm looking at you.
Another good free kick in that game.
Do you know what? I think the first two goals that game, the way the ball hit the net, right, the sound it made was so satisfying. Fuck me. Fantastic. Man, seriously,
what did it sound like? 1945, nigga?
Okay.
Werder Bremen beat Stuttgart 2-1. Dennis Undav. Mm-hmm. Our boy Dennis Undav scored, but Marvin Ducks' brace was much more powerful. So, fortunately for you, Dennis Undav. Yeah. I watched Garassi today, right? Garassi's got such an African dictator face. Like,
that's a good observation.
I don't know any, like, successful African player that doesn't have a dictator face. Can you think of one? Because I can't.
John Mikel Obi.
That is the most dictator face of all time. Tell me him and Sonny Abacha don't favor each other.
He's too light.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're telling me him and Abacha don't favor each other?
No,
not even a little bit. Like,
not even close.
I know what it is. I know exactly what it is, because he doesn't have big enough travel marks. That's what it is.
You don't have any travel marks, nigga.
They don't do that in Igbo land.
I'm telling you right now, he has got a dictator face, for sure.
Oh, man. He played for a dictator. He played for a dictator, but he's not a dictator at all. He played for one in Mourinho.
Hey, you keep saying that word a bit too much for me, Paul.
Hey, Dortmund and Leverkusen was 1-1. Leverkusen just refuses to lose. They're just like, I don't care how long this game is going on, we're going to score.
Never lose.
Whether you like it or not.
At this point, they've won their little trinket. I'm happy about that. I'm proud for Granit Xhaka. I love Xabi Alonso. Love him as a player. Love him as a manager. But I'm done with this undefeated shit. I need this shit to be over. I'm turning the hate meter up. I'm tired of this shit. Like, the story is getting too cool, you know? It's a little too much now. It's like you score a goal, then you do a knee slide, then you take your shirt off. It's like, bro, like...
What's next?
Like,
the shorts?
They already won the league, man. Like, they're going to win a treble now?
Yeah.
They really want to do this shit?
They do?
Nah, I'm not having that. I don't like it.
I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't actually... I don't care too much about them winning, going unbeaten, only because, like, really and truly, we need stories like this in football. Like, them doing this shit... Them doing this shit actually makes Bayern look really, really fucking bad when you think about it. You're telling me, out of the 11 that you won in a row, not one of them, you thought, you know what, let's try and not lose a single game this time.
No.
You have a point, but it sounds like the kind of point a PSG fan would make. That's all I'm saying. An Arsenal fan would not be saying these things. That's all I'm saying.
I couldn't care less, because what, them going unbeaten is going to take our unbeaten streak away from us? Come on, guys.
Oh, no, not at all. I'm just saying.
Exactly. Yeah. I couldn't really care less, honestly.
You just smell really French right now. That's what I'm saying, you know.
What's the philosophy?
Fellas, do we want the Bundesliga standing? So we don't care for that because it's already won.
Oh, shit, the league's over. Yeah, Mainz are not in the relegation
zone. And I watched it today as well. And I'm so disappointed that Freiburg couldn't hold on. Like, they opened the score and I was thinking, yeah, this is good. This Hate Watch Sunday, the only game I actually really care about today was going well. And then, yeah.
I know that hurts. I'm sad.
Nah, Germany, you've been very cruel to me this week, man. Seriously, man. I'm sick of your shit, man.
Germany treating you worse than Ryanair did.
Speaking of Hate Watch, City and Chelsea. I watched that game. Was so disappointed in everything Chelsea did.
Oh, man.
I have a question for you guys.
Go on.
You generally think Nico Jackson, do you think that that's his position?
Oh.
A striker?
Okay. He's not a striker. I just want to know, personally, I never in my life have ever seen a West African called Nico Jackson. And that's where all the problems are.
Yeah.
What kind of name is that? As like, Nico Jackson, are you taking the fucking piss, bro?
Like, bro.
Let's not do this.
Like, do you remember when he finds
his actual name? Go on, sorry.
Do you remember where you were when you found out he was Senegalese?
Oh man, I fell down to my knees in Costco, bro. Like, I was completely and utterly dumbfounded. I was like, "What the fuck is this? A Senegalese guy?" It's almost like, I was so disappointed. I tell you what, it was like when I found out that fucking what's his name, Harry Ford was white. That's what it felt like.
The alchemist ain't a nigga.
bro. Oh Lord. Yeah, I'm done with any reception called Nico Jackson.
Right. Yeah, he was not good. I don't want to criticize him too much because it's clear to me that he has a lot of really good qualities that you would want in a striker, but he's not a striker. He just doesn't have that. Even Darwin Nunez looks a little more poised in front of goal than this guy. He
doesn't have that greed to finish the chances.
Well, but he has the greed to fucking fight for a penalty.
That's why, because he knows he's not going to get his goals from elsewhere.
Which is a shame. Yeah. But City were out on their legs in this game.
Dude, they look horrible.
Chelsea should have put them in the dirt. But,
yeah.
I mean, Nico Jack. Did Pochettino do something wrong there? Was there someone else he's supposed to pick? I kind of feel like if a guy's finishing like that, maybe give Raheem Sterling a couple minutes.
Raheem did play.
He came really in. Fucking late. He came in like the 87th minute against his former team. That actually feels like a diss to me. Like Pochettino is sending a message or some shit. I don't know. It feels like he's getting punished. Like I just feel bad for him. Like everybody's treating him bad. England ain't calling him up no more. Even when he was in form, they didn't call him up. And just because he missed a chance or two at Stamford Bridge, all of a sudden he's like persona non grata and they're not using him. And I think he can actually help them a little bit because they should have won this game. I think he finishes one of the many chances they created in that game.
For sure. I mean, and he's the type of player that keeps getting chances. Like he'll just won't stop. He'll keep getting chances. Yeah. I personally don't have any sympathy for Chelsea Football Club at all. Like, fuck them. No. Hope we fucking smash them on Tuesday. But what I will say is, Pochettino, at some point, we can't really blame him too much because some of those players, he's trusting them. He hasn't got really any much choice but to trust them. And they're taking the piss. For example, someone like Ben Chilwell. Like, I don't know how do you legislate for someone being like such a piece of shit, basically, is what I'm saying.
Bro, if he goes to the Euros, England ain't winning shit. Even if he doesn't play, if he's on the bench, they're not winning shit. Like he is, and I know he got injured a lot, but he is not good anymore. He's fried. He's so fried. Like, bro, that was the easiest fucking pass to make.
It is time for him to learn USL.
This nigga didn't even say MLS. Oh my God. Oh, man. Sucks, man. And City, I mean,
I feel like the only really notable thing from the city, because some people claim Grealish played well. I'm not really trying to listen to that shit anymore. Like, I'm just tired of watching Grealish in this form of him.
Yo, somebody in our message said he's 90% cap.
And here's the thing, right? He's 28 years old. So while he's technically still in his prime kind of thing, he's actually on a downward slope in terms of physicality, in terms of, you know, what he potentially can do kind of thing. So it's like he's in such a, if you're not playing well at the peak of your powers now, especially at City kind of thing, like, they're taking you out the back and putting a bullet in your head, like, as City do.
Well,
seriously.
But who's taking him off their hands, man? They probably pay him a shit ton of money every week. Yeah. Wages are not low. They paid $100 million for him. Yeah. I think they're just kind of stuck with him as a player, unless they're giving him to like someone in the City system for free. And I'm not sure he's going for that shit. So
I don't think Jack even wants to leave England. I don't think he even understands.
I generally don't think he's that player to leave England for sure.
I don't think he's allowed to leave England. fucking hooligan. Like,
I can't believe they tried to, like, City fans are trying to tell me that Jack has enough potential to be a next back. I'm like, for what? How? Stop.
He doesn't have the charisma. He doesn't even have the drive to want to be anything beyond a footballer. Like, if Jack Grealish wasn't good at football, he'd be on Wayne Lineker's beach in Ibiza.
He would be a bricklayer. No disrespect to bricklayers, but he would be a bricklayer. Like, he's not a very, you know, he's not the sharpest tool in the shed. This is popular knowledge, if you will.
Yeah. Listen, you know, in the 80s, how we had those like old school himbos and like the guys, like, yeah, Jack Grealish is like the last breed of a himbo.
He's David Hasselhoff, basically. He used to be on Baywatch. Like, his most memorable moment since he got to City is probably him signing a deal with Gucci.
And
like, I can't think of like iconic goals. And maybe that's because I'm not a City fan. Maybe City fans feel differently about him, but I can't really think of anything he's done since he's been there. I know they won a bunch of shit, but it's been a waste for the whole game, I think.
I'll tell you what, though. Tactically, he's been a huge success for Pep. Because, I know
you're right, but I don't want to hear this shit.
No, but seriously, I know, like, you know, we want to enjoy the game for the players with all the ability, like someone like Grealish kind of thing. But what he's given to City, especially last season, for them getting over the line here was so invaluable. Like, having someone allow you to control the game because they just simply never gave the ball away. And yeah, it's boring kind of thing. And,
okay. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
This is a good question. So who's more important, him or Rodri, if he's such a good possession keeper? Is he a number six? Is that what he is now?
Well, obviously not kind of thing. But when you have Erling Haaland and KDB, you want all your chances falling to them too, kind of thing. Jack Grealish attracting players to himself allows for that. Like,
let me ask you a question, coach. When Jack Grealish plays against Man United in the FA Cup final, what do you think is going to happen?
What side is he playing on? He's playing on the left. So who's your right back? Oof, it's going to be the most boring matchup of all time. If it was against Wan-Bissaka now, I'd pay to see that, because Wan-Bissaka is going to suplex him. He's going to break his back clean in half.
I'm glad you said that, because let's talk about Man United and Coventry. That game can, and you know, by the time you guys listen to this, the Man United podcast is out. I predicted this game. And I think for me, it's just like, I'm not even disappointed. I'm not even mad. I'm just more so just like, my nigga, this was going to happen. We went up 3-0, and I was like, in my head, I was like, how are we going to fuck this up? I was like, what is it today that we're going to do differently that we haven't done before? Nothing. I just knew it was going to happen.
You know, and the sad part is that first like 20, 30 minutes, maybe even the whole first half, United actually looked competent for the first time in so long. I was watching them like, wow, this is nice.
That's what you felt?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, Casemiro was doing some dumb shit, but I was like,
Do you know how I felt? I literally 8 minutes in, I tweeted this at 10:38 Eastern Standard Time in the morning. This is going to be another one of those days for Man United. And I knew it.
No, I didn't see this shit coming.
Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying it looked good for a little bit. I was almost happy for you guys.
Nobody could have saw this shit coming up, honestly. I didn't expect to see a Wembley ball today, basically, is what I'm saying. Like, there was United. Okay, so I was half watching this, half watching Liverpool, right? And United, once the Maguire goal went in, I was like, okay, do you know what? United surely can't fuck this up. Then the third goal went in, I was like, okay, cool. It's done now. But then I said to my mate this morning, I was like, you're scared about Casemiro at centre back. Come on, guys. You're taking a piss. It's Coventry. Then I remembered the shit that they served up away to Newport. And they had Martinez playing that game as well. So I was like, oh, do you know what? This shit might not be over. And then I'm just getting score updates from the group chat. Because I think the game is done. I'm watching Liverpool. I'm getting score updates. I'm thinking, hold on a fucking second. Now, obviously, excuse my friend. I go and pray. Yeah? I go and pray Asa. And it's 3-2. It's 3-2. I come back, I turn on my TV, and I let out the biggest scream, like, come on, United. Are you taking the piss? I go and pray for 10 minutes, and it's 3-3. Can you be serious? I'm at the point now where I can enjoy United being idiots, but it actually infuriates me because I can never, ever predict how they're going to fuck up. I just know they're going to now. It just hits. It always knocks me for six. How do you mess up a 3-0 lead against a team that's eighth in the championship?
Bro, you should have seen Jim Ratcliffe's face. Like, Jim Ratcliffe looked like...
Who he did.
You said what?
I saw his face, nigga. It was great.
How pissed was he? And Jason Wilcox over there, he was like, oh, bitch, we got a lot of work to do. I was like,
no. He said, bitch.
Oh, man. But like,
okay. This 71-year-old man came from running the marathon and still almost had a heart attack from watching them play, not the marathon.
They've got no respect, man. Honestly, no respect.
Bro, listen, man. As a United fan, I've been a fan of this club forever. And I think this is by far the worst season I've ever seen in my life. It's so bad. It's legitimately one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
Do you reckon I haven't enjoyed it so much.
So what?
Do you reckon it's worse than Moyes?
Way worse than Moyes. Because here's the thing. It's way worse than Moyes. Like, and this is somebody who woke up at 2 a.m. I woke up at 2 a.m. During that summer to watch United play in China. I did that multiple times that summer.
Well, you didn't have a job back then. It was fine. Yeah,
I still don't have a job.
Progress, baby.
Yeah. No, but seriously, like, Rashford definitely, I think it might be time for him to find a new place. I think that it's gotten way, like, yeah, I love him. That's my son.
You don't want to get rid of Rashford, bro.
I personally don't want to get rid of Rashford, but I think for his personal sake, he might have to bounce. And I love that kid like he's my own child. And I think it might be time.
No one's paying him. He just signed a new contract last year, right?
It'll be better separate. It's time.
Yeah, okay. But he just signed a new contract last year, right? Mm-hmm. He's on like 500k a week. Where the fuck is he going? Like, he's not going anywhere.
PSG, baby.
Yeah. No. Pray for Paris.
No, for real.
They're not saving y'all, bro. I just don't see anyone buying him. That's the point coach is making.
Like, yeah. That's where I'm at with
it. If he could, he should.
Yeah. My thing is that there's so many bad players in this team, though, man. Like, it's like, you mentioned Erwan Bissaka. Like, man, listen, I don't ever want to see that man play on the left ever again. I don't ever want to, like, and fair enough to Harry Maguire, man. Soldier. He soldiered through. Like, he's soldiering through. So, fair play to Harry Maguire. Like,
he's your player of the season, you know.
Him or Dalot.
Like, they got to get rid of him.
Yeah.
The stone that the block rejected, or whatever the fuck they be saying.
Bro, but last thing, because we got other things to talk about. If I ever see Antony one-on-one in person, right? Oh. Let's just move on because I don't want to sit on my
we have to talk about one more thing. Right? Done. And it sums up Antony, and I feel like it sums up United. They win the penalty shootout, and he goes to gloat in front of the Coventry fans.
He comes in here the Coventry players.
And I'm thinking, I'll be very real with you. Haji Wright is better than you, bro. He's actually a better footballer than you, bro. You need to be very fucking careful because you could end up in the championship at any given moment, bro.
Honestly, I don't see him getting past many championship defenders.
No.
Honestly, truth be told, while I had to lie, I don't think he's making League Two. They will knock him off his blocks.
You're doing him like Haaland.
5 million.
No, look, I'm telling you right now, if I saw what I saw, right, in my living room in Brooklyn, I can only imagine what Jason Wilcox is thinking, the guy who won the Premier League with Blackburn. I'm only thinking what you know, the guy who basically like built Juventus and rebuilt Juventus and PSG, Jean-Claude, that guy. I'm thinking what they're thinking, like, this can't be real. Like, none of these players can be real football players. Like, none of them are not, like, this is just bad. It is. And Christian Eriksen, listen, I'm so glad you're still alive. But my guy, you're cooked. You're so cooked. Like, it's beyond. It's beyond the beyond.
Are you threatening his life? United.
No.
This nigga said, I won't plug you, Christian Eriksen. Like, oh, no. Chill. He can't even start.
The only saving grace is that Ahmad showed how good he is. That kid is special. And I don't know why they don't play him up.
He probably should have put Bruno through.
Actually, he should have.
He should have put Bruno. But to be fair, he's a big, big talent. But I'll tell you what, every time I cut on United, right? And it's been like this the entire season. They always seem like a step behind the opposition. No matter who they play, they always seem really tired and leggy. And I don't get that. Is Ten Hag overtraining these guys? Is he like...
Yeah. He is. Yeah. Apparently, from the reports, Eric Ten Hag is apparently running like drills in that bitch, like US Army crawl shit. So,
wow. He just came to laugh like Looney Tunes.
You got anything else you're going to add before we move on?
No, let's move on.
No, I'm done hating.
Okay, cool. Luton 1, Brentford 5.
Yeah, in the Premier League now, baby.
I think it's over for Luton. I think it's time to take your handsome manager and go back down to the Championship. And yeah. Freddie Gibbs banged twice on them. That's Yohan Wissa, if you don't know. He looks just like Freddie Gibbs.
The first goal, their finish was stupid. Absolutely stupid. Loved it.
Yeah. Man, yeah. Shame, do you guys think Thomas Frank gets a big move, or Brentford is where he's at?
Do you think it's weird that he hasn't been linked to the Liverpool gig?
No.
I think I really rate him, but I think there's levels to it. I think he probably probably could manage someone like Brighton. I think that'd be that level of club would be good for him.
That's a lateral move.
I don't feel like, I mean, Brighton is a better club because of their positioning, but I don't think the jobs are too different. Yeah. Lateral move for me.
Yeah, but put like, I'm just trying because I don't think anything beyond someone like a, because it's really volatile. The three best teams in the country, okay, one of them is losing their coach, but those two are a lot, right? Then you have Tottenham, then you have Villa, then you have United. Like, he's not going to manage United, obviously, but I don't feel as if
is that obvious that he won't manage United?
He's not going to manage United, come on, man. United don't make sensible moves, man. Come on.
Okay. As long as you agree that it would be a sensible move, because I think he's a good coach.
Please respect my new CEO, sporting director, and technical director. This ain't the Glazers no more, baby.
He said that's all I got.
I don't think. I don't think United are that far out of their "we need a name, we need a name" sort of phase. So Frank won't manage them, but he could manage Tottenham, I think, for sure. I think he could. I think he would actually jump at the chance as well. But Postecoglou has literally just got there, and I think he's a really good coach. He might be there for a little bit.
I don't think he's better than Thomas Frank.
Yeah,
good coach. Yeah, I don't think he's better than Thomas Frank. Like,
Let's talk about Sheffield United and Burnley. Sheffield United's over. He lost 4-1 to Burnley. Mm. It's finished. And Burnley got way more light-skinned dudes than, like, any 90s R&B group. Like, they just keep coming up the woodwork, all these, like, random Albie Shore, El DeBars looking ass niggas. Like, what?
Well, did the new whatchamacallit, Bournemouth from the Eddie
Howe day? Yeah. Yeah. I know Eddie Howe's looking at that Burnley job like, do you know what? I can fix them.
He's looking at them like Diddy looking at Mace. I apologize to Pastor Mace. My bad, bro. Great right, album, Harlem World. Love it.
Arsenal podcast is out now. They beat Wolves 2-0. That was, to me, surgical. That's the word I could say. That was efficient. Arsenal did what they had to do and get over the line.
Got the fuck out of there, man.
Pretty much.
Get in and get out. You know, do what you did. Trossard's finish was stupid. That shit was great.
It cracks me up that I noticed after we recorded our pod that some people were wondering if it was like intentional. If you meant like, what the fuck? Like, why do you think he swung his foot at it? Like, what would not be like, just because you don't see that goal that often doesn't mean a player that doesn't didn't mean to do it. Like, it's a toe poke.
He meant it.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And he's good at that kind of shit. He's a good ball striker.
Yeah. Everton 2, Nottingham Forest 0. Nottingham Forest ended up crying on Twitter. They did deserve some penalties, but coach, go ahead.
I personally think here, just for, and I'm not being dramatic here, just because of how bad the decisions were, you should have given them 6 penalties today. Like, for real. Like, it was, and do you know what makes it even worse? The fact that that spitty twat, Jamie Carragher, was talking about, it's embarrassing and it's a disgrace and this, and you were talking about Liverpool having a replay. Have some shame, right? And then to make it even worse, Ashley Young's, interview afterwards, he knew that he got away with a couple, and the interviewer kept on pushing him. He was like, well, was it given? No. Well, that's my answer then. Like, he knew he got away with one, and it's one thing to like, to be like, you know what? You know, that's just football, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But it seems as if he was rubbing it in a little bit. And I'm thinking, come on, man, you can't do that, man. Like, have a little bit of
that. He had a shaved head for 20 years, bro. And then again, has hair. He can do whatever the fuck he wants. What you going to stop him? Can you fight Ashley Young?
Huh? I probably could, to be fair, but I'm not fair. No, but for all that, like, I think what makes it worse is that, who was the referee again? I've forgotten. He's so fucking insignificant anyway, man. But anyway, he's going to be reffing again in the next 2-3 days. Like,
it was Jason Tindall.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Anyway. No, but he's going to be refereeing in the next 2-3 days. And I think it's such an embarrassment that these guys get to continually fuck up and they just don't really see any real repercussions for it. Like, it's disgusting and it's embarrassing, man. And we need to get over the fact that people...
You know what you sound like right now? You sound like Drogba against Barcelona. It's a disgrace.
No, for real. It's a big disgrace. But we need to get over this thing in this country where it's like, when you call people out for doing bullshit kind of thing, it's always, oh, do it with class and be a bit classy. Was it classy that you didn't call those 3 penalties? No, it wasn't classy. So you can't dictate how people now react to you now. Don't do that bullshit, man. It's really that you make things worse by singling those things out rather than addressing what the actual issue is.
Yeah. Crystal, in lighter news, Crystal Palace whooped West Ham's ass. That formation they played, I like it. But what I really like, and then coach, I'm gonna let you wax lyrical about the tacticals because you're the one who noticed it.
To be fair, actually.
yeah. But what I really did like is their tweet after the game. That was very petty. I did like it. That was good.
They took the piss properly, I would say.
Yeah.
But yeah, that 3-4-1-2 3-4-2-1 that Glasner is having them play with Olise and Eze as the twin tens. I'll be watching them for the rest of the season, in addition to my Arsenal, of course.
Yeah. I think when you talk about optimization of your best players and getting the best out of them, traditionally your best players play through the center of the pitch. Even Liverpool, sorry, with Salah, you know, in his peak kind of thing, he always would make runs through the center of the pitch, from out to in, basically. And when you have 2 players on the ball that are so good, like such great chance creators and such good dribblers kind of thing, and you get formation to get the best out of them, Glasner is a fantastic coach because you figure that shit out pretty quickly and you don't fuck with it. Like, good coaches are not the ones that overcomplicate shit. Good coach is the one that go on.
That's why I keep telling you that ball guy gotta go, man. If you can't get the best out of your players and you know how to really coach them up,
yeah,
it don't take that long for you to realize that how good your best players and get the best out of them.
Yeah, so. For real. Like you see it. Like, you'll see it within the first. I'm assuming within the first few training sessions, you know who's good, you know who's not, kind of thing, and then you build around that. You know.
Hey man, but he took Ajax to that one Champions League semifinal that one time though, so. It's okay.
Adam Wharton. Hey, that's a footballer. Mm. That is a special kid. I like that guy a lot. But Eze had this one pass. I think it was Mateta's first goal, where Eze kind of dribbled through the whole entire team, and then he like nutmegged them, and Mateta finished. I was like, yo, Eze, you're a special kid. You got it. You absolutely got it. So him and Olise, they did very well today.
Another ex-Arsenal kid as well. It's crazy, man.
And Dean Henderson was wilding on that own goal, by the way. But, you know, they won anyway. So thank you for being a twat against Liverpool, too. Aston Villa, short week. No problem. Beat Bournemouth 3-1. When the remaining last light skins at Bournemouth scored the first goal, which is Dom Chalanke. He scored the first, and then Villa decided, you know what, we're turning up. And Leon Bailey, man, he's finally coming to his own. Like, I know he was struggling a bit in Germany, and he came to England, and, like, he's coming into his own. He's becoming the leader in the team. He's scoring goals, and, you know, he's treating everything like it's a pasa-pasa. So good for him.
He's daggering the league.
He is. And the Europa League, too. Conference League, excuse me. Liverpool beat Fulham 3-1. The only thing I could take away from this game is Trent's free kick was disgustingly good.
Ridiculous.
Great advertisement for the Predator boot. That's really all it was. Just like really a great advertisement for that boot.
I can't decide if I like his or Vlahovic's more.
I think I like Trent's more.
Yeah.
But really, it's further up. Yeah. But really, the big headline from this game is that Leno fucking sucks, guys. He absolutely sucks.
Well, we knew that. That's not a headline to us.
Yeah, but he sucks, man.
Yeah. But that was the weekend review, man. It's a lot of football that happened this weekend, man. A lot of football. We got a lot more coming this week. Arsenal, Chelsea, Wolves, Bournemouth, Crystal Palace, Newcastle, United shuffled United. United going to lose that one. Everton, Liverpool, Brighton City. Just absurd, man. The football just doesn't stop, and I love that for us. Y'all got anything you want to add?
Bernardo does not love that for himself.
Who?
Bernardo Silva.
What about him?
He doesn't love all the football. He complained this week.
So did Pep.
No?
So did Pep.
Yeah, he caught my heartstrings a little bit. I felt bad for him. That's all, you know. Like, and for Arsenal as well, because we played on, was it Wednesday to Saturday? So, you know. Carry on, please.
Wednesday, Saturday, Tuesday. What are y'all, Craig David? What are y'all, Craig David? Anyways, we're going to head out of here. Fellas, y'all got anything you want to add before we leave?
Peace.
I take my shirt off.
Work all day, hustle and pray. Got nowhere to go. Got to catch my shirt. My plantation. My plantation. My plantation. Ah. That's it, that's it.